Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ooh, it's Mike Hell.
Yep.
Williams. Edge rusher, Georgia. 49er. All right, we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We're also going out to the River Islands guest line so that we can check in with someone who's not been on the show in far too long, and it's actually only been like 2 or 3 months. But we miss you, Greg Cosell. It's great to have you.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great. Let's jump right into it. What do you think of the Niners' pick of Mykal Williams?
I think it's a good pick at a position of need. Williams is an interesting guy. I watched him last summer. I think I watched 6 or 7 games last summer from his 2023 tape. Then, of course, I watched him this year quite a few games. He was a guy that, you know, he came out of Georgia. He was a 5-star recruit, a top 50 prospect. I actually had a chance to see him up close and personal. He was the Maxwell Award winner when the Maxwell dinner was in Philadelphia. And so I saw him, you know, in a suit, and he looked like a man when he was 17 years old. But he's an interesting guy because some would argue that he hasn't quite reached his full potential. Because he's big, he's over 6'5", he's 260, he's got ridiculously long arms. As a pass rusher, I think it's all there in his body, guys. And we'll talk about this as we go through this first half hour, but it hasn't quite come together yet, but there's no question that it's all there. And, you know, obviously the 49ers have a very good D-line coach, so the goal is to get it there because it's certainly, when you see what he can do and what he does at times, you feel like if he could just get to that point more often that he could be a dominant player.
How is he as a scheme fit, Greg? Because we know with, the defensive coordinator coming back, and it's, you know, Robert Saleh, and they like to run that wide
right.
Nine with the 4-3.
Yep.
Does his skill set match with what they most likely are going to try to do with that wide nine and the 4-3?
Sure. I mean, he best projects and transitions to the NFL as a 4-3 DN. There's no question. You can move him inside and sub fronts if you like, but as a base player, when they line up on the first day of rookie OTA or mini camp or whatever they call it these days, he's going to be a 4-3 DN. So I think, you know, what you're looking for, obviously, is the ability to rush the quarterback. That's first and foremost. We know coaches will always talk about playing the run, setting the edge, all those fundamental things that are important. But at the end of the day, when you draft a defensive end with the 11th pick in the draft and a 4-3 front, you're counting on him to be able to rush the quarterback. He's shown flashes of that. He's shown flashes of speed to power conversion. He's very strong. He's got really long arms. He's got that short stroke strength where he can jar people. And the power part is the most critical piece to have as you enter the NFL, and he has that. So he's also shown the ability to play off contact. What he needs to get better at is he needs to get better at using his hands to have a more tools in his toolbox, as it were. He needs a larger arsenal of moves in order to rush the quarterback consistently at the NFL level. I think he's able to do that. I think it's there. But you know, when I finished watching his tape, guys, obviously I didn't know he was going to be drafted by the 49ers. I basically said that it's all there, but it's an open question as to whether he'll do it in the NFL. If you don't see it on tape, you don't know. But there's no question that just as a physical athlete, it is all there.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, with us here, 3 o'clock hour on Willard and Dibbs as we break down both what happened yesterday and what's coming later on this evening on day two of the NFL draft. Greg, can you maybe share with us and the audience a little bit about the why in terms of his college experience and why you think it hasn't fully all clicked, even though, as you say, the tools are there?
Well, there's probably a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm sure he was just a ridiculous athlete from the time he was young. And he probably, as I said, I saw him when he was 17 years old, and he looked like a man. So I'm sure he didn't need a lot of moves and a lot of ancillary things in order to be a dominant high school player. Number two, he's been through some injuries in his college career. And, you know, you never know the extent of those injuries and how they impact a player. The bottom line is, and this is the case in the NFL, if you're playing, and you guys know this, if you're playing, the injuries don't matter. You know, no, there's not one player who walks into a locker room after a game and says, you know, guys, sorry, I didn't play great today, but my ankle hurts. You know, that doesn't fly. So it doesn't matter. So the point is, if you're playing, you're playing. So, but, you know, from what I've heard, he dealt with some injuries this past season. So maybe that's the reason. But, you know, like I said, it's there. It's a matter of getting it out of him.
And when you look at the other players of his caliber and his ilk who got taken in the first round, and you look at his tape, is he comparable with the other players who were either drafted right behind him or all around him?
Well, who are you referring to specifically? Anybody? I mean,
like Shamar Stewart? Particular, yeah, and, you know, you talk about Nolan, who was taken a few picks later, a guy who, you know, is in the interior and maybe could be
sure. Equally
a fit for this Niner team that's desperate for both.
Well, Nolan's obviously a D-tackle. I thought he was D-tackle number one in this draft. I like him better as a player than Mikel Williams. But, you know, they might feel they wanted an edge player. See, that's the thing. First of all, I don't know what teams' boards are. I have such great respect for the people in this business because I know what I do. I'm not one of those people that's going to say, oh, that's a reach, that's a bad pick. I won't talk like that just because I have too much respect. I can only tell you what I think, which doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. You know, I really loved Walter Nolan's tape. I thought he was a top 10 type player in this given draft. But, you know, Williams is a guy. Look, we could be talking in 3 years about Williams being a dominant player in the league. He has that kind of ability. Or we could be talking about him being just, you know, a good player. Or we could be talking about him being an average player. You never know. But he certainly has everything you want when you just look at pure physical and athletic traits.
Greg, what would you say about his teammate, the linebacker, Jalen Walker? Because a lot of people, when they got to the 11th pick and Walker was available too, and again, no Dre Greenlaw, position of need in theory. I'd love to know what your thought was in that moment as far as, you know, that player and the fit with the Niners.
Yeah, when I finished Jalen Walker, I wasn't sure what he was in the NFL. I think the best thing he does is rush the quarterback, but he's not a 4-3 D end. So, you know, he's 6'1", 243. He's not a 4-3 D end. And I thought that was the best thing he did was to rush the quarterback. I did not think he was a great stacked backer. So when I finished watching him, I said to myself, because the way I watch this guy's, as you probably can figure out, is I'm not just looking at the college tape and seeing, oh boy, he's a really good player. I'm thinking about what he is in the NFL, because that's the whole point of the exercise, is to project and transition these guys into the NFL. Now, I obviously don't work for a team, but we're talking specifically about the Niners right now, and they are a 4-3 defense. And in a 4-3 defense, Jalen Walker, to me, is not a 4-3 defensive end. Now, you can use him as a sub-front pass rusher, as a D-end, but if you're going to line up in your base defense, he is not a D-end. So he becomes a stacked backer, and I'm not sure that that's his best position. So I wasn't sure about Jalen Walker, even though the guy clearly is sudden and twitchy and explosive and certainly can rush the quarterback. I'm not sure that the Niners would see him as an exact fit for their defense.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to look at it, and I think about what you said about Mykal Williams and, you know, maybe coming to the inside on, like, passing downs. Is he somebody that you would think about playing D-tackle in a 4-3 on passing downs as opposed to run downs? Can he be a guy who holds up on the interior against the run?
Well, no, I would see him as a D-end in your base defense. Like I said, maybe, you know, when it's third and long, if you want to bring him inside, if you feel like you have another really good edge pass rusher. I mean, they still have Gross Matos. They still have the other kid whose name I can't remember, the long name. I can't remember his name right now.
Okawanu,
you know, who had really good snaps a year ago, and he played on the outside as well. So I think in a sub front, you can move Williams inside. But if you're lining up in your base 4-3 on first and 10 or second and 4, your base defense, Williams is a defensive end.
I don't know if this question is gonna fit because there's so many stylistic kind of things here, Greg. And by the way, want to let all of our listeners know that we are about to be open for your business with Greg Cosell. So if it's a draft question, where the 49ers sit, their needs, the players who are still on the board, what happened yesterday. If you've got a question for the great Greg Cosell at NFL Films, go ahead and dial up right now. We will take your calls this hour, 888-957-9570. But you said something in one of your first answers, Greg, about, like, the question is whether Mykal will be able to do X, Y, Z at the NFL level. How many guys, approximately, in this draft, do you feel like, no doubt, that guy's going to be able to do it at the NFL level?
Boy, that's a high. I mean, I can't think of all 32 picks right now off the top of my head.
Right.
But
I mean, well, before the picks are even made, Greg, like into last night, did you feel there were a certain handful of no doubters?
Well, I think I always feel that way in my mind when I watch guys, but I always think in terms of scheme and fit, because you have to understand scouts, they obviously work for a team, but they think very much in terms of measurables and traits. Coaches think in terms of scheme adaptability. How does a guy fit my scheme? Because that's what he's going to line up with. Now, obviously, if you have a transcendent player, but there's very few of those, you might adapt the scheme a little bit because you want to make sure that you maximize that particular player's abilities. You know, when I watch guys, think of it this way, guys, on defense, every single week on defense, depending on the team, 17, 18, 19 guys play because there's different packages, right? Isn't that normally the case? So maybe one team has 15, but a lot of guys play on defense. So when I watch guys, and I had to learn this lesson years ago, when I started watching college players, and that probably goes back, I don't know, 15, 18 years, I used to think in terms of, well, he either can play or he can't play, and I was wrong. I was wrong for a number of years because so many guys play. You know, there's a lot of guys I watch, and I say to myself, this guy could be really good as a dime safety, okay? But you know what? The 15 snaps that guy plays, those 15 snaps are really important to the defensive coordinator. So there's a lot of guys I watch that I think can play in the league and make a contribution. If you're asking me who do I think is going to be, you know, a superstar, that's always a hard question to answer. Like for instance, we mentioned Walter Nolan. I really liked Walter Nolan. I thought he was D-tackle one. When I watched his tape, there were shades of what Jalen Carter did at Georgia. I just loved his tape. Mm. He was ragdolling, you know, interior offensive linemen in the SEC. So I liked his tape more than Mason Graham, and Mason Graham went fifth to, I guess, the Browns because they made that trade.
Right.
Does that mean I'm right? I guess we're going to find out. But that's what I thought when I watched the tape.
Yeah, interesting scheme and fit and situation and the rest. And I want to pivot just to the quarterback part of it because Cam Ward goes 1 to Tennessee and yep. Shedeur Sanders is still sitting out there, and yet Jackson Dart got taken later in the first round. What did you think about the way the quarterback first round played out with Shedeur Sanders still sitting on the couch?
Yeah, to me, it's about right. It's funny. I had a number of conversations today with people calling me, and You know, I thought Jador Sanders, think of it this way. It's kind of a 30,000 foot macro response here. In today's NFL, you know, and again, now you get down to team and scheme and coaches and all those things all factor in, okay? In today's NFL, more often than not, you really need a quarterback that has some kind of secondary action outside of structure ability. Defenses are sophisticated with pressure concepts. It's really difficult on third down. So your quarterback has to be able to make plays outside the structure of the play call at some point in a game. Okay, now not everybody's Josh Allen. We know that. Or Patrick Mahomes. But at some point, you've got to be able to do that. If you're a pure pocket quarterback, which essentially Shador Sanders is. Okay, now he's not immobile, but he's at his core, he's a pocket quarterback. Just like at his core, CJ Stroud's a pocket quarterback. Then you have to be really, really good in so many areas, okay? And Shador Sanders is good in some and has meaningful concerns in others. So to me, he was not a first round pick. Now, he may end up being a really good player. It depends on team and scheme and how he's coached. And if he's willing to be coached, very often it comes down to that. So the fact that he was not taken in the first round did not surprise me at all.
Do you think he's going off the board early tonight or should?
I mean, is he worthy of a second round pick? Probably, you know, given the nature of the position. But I would say in an ideal world, he's probably a mid to late second round type pick player. When you look at it, you know, for what his traits are and what the league is, he's not as good a prospect as CJ Stroud. And CJ Stroud, like I said, they're similar stylistically, but Stroud was a far better prospect. So yeah, I mean, and I think the reason Jackson Dart probably goes higher and he has some concerns of his own as well is that he gives you that mobility. Jackson's Dart can make plays with his legs. Sanders, yeah, can he run for a first down? Sure, but he's not really a playmaker with his legs. Dart can make plays with his legs.
Greg, what did you think of Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders at 6?
I mean, you know, it's funny, guys. That's another thing that now is kind of a larger worldview, because last year there were 6 running backs in the NFL that had 300 carries. That was the first time in a very long time that you had that number of running backs with that number of carries. So maybe it's just a snapshot. Maybe it's a trend in the league. We don't know the answer to that yet. But, you know, I think teams are realizing that the run game is becoming a bigger factor, the way defenses have evolved over the last couple of years to take away certain things in the pass game. And I think the run game is becoming a bigger factor. So, you know, and the Raiders obviously signed Geno Smith, and now they have a running back who will clearly be their foundation back. He's clearly a very good prospect. I mean, I've been on record as saying I don't think he's as good a prospect as Bijan Robinson was when he came out of Texas, but he's clearly a very good prospect.
And ultimately, the prospect is only as good as the O-line that can create holes for him. So that is one that's interesting to see. One more before we go to the phones, Greg, because many people are lining up to ask you questions. But the idea that Jacksonville trades up to 2 to take Travis Hunter, and Hunter wants to play on both sides of the football, is that something that's really sustainable in this National Football League today?
Well, here's something that I'm not hearing a lot of people talk about, and to me it's obvious, and I'm not saying this because I think, oh boy, I'm smarter than anybody else.
But you are.
But no one, yeah. Well, no, I'm not. Yeah. You know, well, just ask my wife. She won't tell you that.
You're smarter than somebody, Greg. Maybe
right.
Not everybody. But
yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I'm smarter than
maybe,
my two.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm smarter than my two cats, you know, but yeah.
Congrats.
But anyway, thank you. But anyway, the point is, to me, is this. The point is preparation. I mean, could you...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Imagine. Think of it this way. Now, think if it's the Niners. Think if Kyle Shanahan has him and he wants to play him a receiver. And he goes into Robert Saleh on a Wednesday morning and says, hey, coach, you know, the next 2 days, you know, Travis Hunter is going to be with me on offense, so he's not going to be with you on defense. And Robert Saleh says, but coach, I'm putting in 15 new things this week for the opponent we're playing. And you know what? If he can't be in our meetings and practice on the defensive end, I don't feel comfortable putting him out there. See, to me, it comes all down to preparation. Is he physically capable of doing that? Maybe. I mean, I don't think it's realistic to expect him to play 120 snaps for 17 games, you know, but maybe I'm wrong. But to me, it's the preparation part. You know how coaches are, what sticklers they are for preparation. They want guys out there that they can trust, that don't make mistakes. And I'm not suggesting Travis Hunter, he's supposed to be incredibly intelligent. So it's no knock on Travis Hunter, but it's just if you're not in the room, you don't know what's being done. You know, if you're not in class, you're probably not going to pass the test. You know, it's just the way it works. So that to me is the issue. It's the preparation part of it. And I really haven't heard anybody talk about that. And to me, that's the obvious part.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, with us here for the whole 3 o'clock hour as we get ready for rounds 2 and 3 tonight. Greg, we got some listeners that like to throw a question or two at you. Let's go to Cole in the city. Cole, thank you for calling. You're on with Greg Cosell.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
So I'm curious, Greg, if you can talk a little bit about what happened with Mike Green out of Marshall. Like, he was the Sun Belt Player of the Year. He led the country in sacks. Baldy was saying that the Niners, he wouldn't be surprised if they took him at 11. And I don't know why he fell out of the first round. Like, can you shed some light on that?
All I can tell you is what I've heard, and because I don't talk about this because I don't know, but I've heard that there were some issues with him on a personal level. So I don't want to go there because I don't know. I just heard that. But I will say this as a player, he's a more advanced pass rusher at this moment in time than Williams. I thought Mike Green had more tools in his toolbox. I thought that he had a diversified pass rush repertoire. I thought he had a really good feel for attacking offensive tackles. So I thought there were two guys who were not drafted last night. To me, I'm just telling you what I think based on my tape study. There were two guys that I thought had the most tools in the toolbox of the pass rushers. One was Green, and the other was Nick Scourton from Texas A&M, who did not go either in the first round. Scourton, there's no problem with him personally from what I've heard, but he's not a twitchy guy, so people maybe think that, oh, you can't take a guy who's not a twitchy guy in the first round. But yeah, Green is, I really liked his tape. Obviously, he played in a lesser conference, but he did play against Ohio State, and I watched that tape, and he held his own, actually had a great sack against their right tackle with a great spin move. So just from a pure athletic standpoint, I really like Mike Green, and I thought he was worthy of a first-round pick. But I don't want people to think I'm knocking the 49ers. There's many variables and many factors that go into this. I'm just sitting in my office at NFL Films watching tape.
Gary in Daly City next up. Hi, Gary. Thanks for calling. You're on with Greg Cosell.
Yeah, thanks. Been a fan since the 60s. Question, best wide receiver that would fit Shanahan's system that's left on the board, and best big play linebacker, or just all-around linebacker that would fit Saleh's system right now?
Thanks, Gary.
I'll give you a wide receiver that I love that what I think would absolutely fit the system, and that's Jaden Higgins from Iowa State. He's 6'4 and an eighth. He runs well. He caught a ton of balls between the numbers at Iowa State. That was his game, but he's got some juice to him. I love Jaden Higgins. I watched him last summer, didn't know one thing about him. I think he was a transfer from Eastern Kentucky, and I actually love it when I don't know anything about a player, you know, when he's totally virgin territory for me, and then I watch him and I really like him, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know anything about this guy. So Jaden Higgins, to me, that was the first name that came to my mind. Linebacker, I'll tell you a guy I really like, and he, you know, linebackers now, stacked backers kind of fall into two categories in this league. The guys who are athletic and can run and are kind of run and chase players, which the colleges are giving to the NFL more than ever before. And then the old school linebackers who kind of can stack and shed, as we say, are physical. And I really like Demetrius Knight from South Carolina. I have no idea where he'll be drafted. He can run, by the way, but he's at his core, he's a big physical stack and shed linebacker. And, you know, he's just a player I really liked on tape.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, breaking down the NFL draft, and we are not done yet. So, number one, we're still taking your calls for the rest of the 3 o'clock hour for Greg. So, if you've got an NFL draft or 49ers related question for Greg, fire away right now, 888-957-9570. Coming up next, more with Greg, and we will get into specific thoughts as the Niners are only 11 picks away from doing this again. Round two starts in a half hour. Maybe are there some other names, Greg, that you like? And let's look at the current roster and maybe some of the needs they still have.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.